time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a children's song or a folk song or a familiar melody from pop music or even from the world of classical music. He takes that tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And a very special caller joining us this week, Alan Fletcher, since 2006, has been the president and CEO of the Aspen Music Festival and School. And he's joining us on the line from his office in Aspen. Alan, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to have you here. Now, you and Bruce were actually students at the Juilliard School in New York.
We were, and we've agreed not to say how many years ago that was.
And Alan, people may know you as the head of the Aspen Festival, but that's what you do, but what you are is a composer.
Well, I love the way you put that. I couldn't have said that better.
Now, running a music festival, especially a huge one like the Aspen Festival, takes so much time and energy. How do you have time left over to compose?
Well, I've always said to my students, you make your own time for composition. No one gives it to you.
Well, thanks for taking some time away from composing to play the piano puzzler this week. Now, I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve either, so if you happen to get stuck, I don't know, I can try to help, but...
Okay, so I have a lifeline, and what else do I have?
Exactly, that's about it. That's about all the help you have is me, for whatever that's worth. So let's just launch into it and see how this goes. Alan Fletcher, here's your piano puzzler.
I have to say, I almost started laughing in the middle of this one. Twice I almost had to stop.
I knew I was going to be humiliated and it's going to be just as bad as I thought. I certainly get Beethoven Pathétique.
Right. Well, that's so humiliating. That you got.
So you're naming not only the composer, but even the piece that Bruce was quoting from, the Pathétique Sonata by Beethoven.
Well, there's a very characteristic progression lurking in there, and I just am not going to put my finger on what the source is.
Well, I think you probably know the tune. But I'll play right where the tune comes in again.
Okay.
And see what happens. At that point, the tune has been stated.
I think I have a glimmer of a tune, and I don't think I've ever mentioned this on Performance Today before, but I'm a big fan of Frank Sinatra.
Is that right, Fred?
And if I'm not mistaken, this is a tune that he sang.
That is true. I would say, though, that it's a tune that a lot of people sang. the first bar is by Beethoven, and then it suddenly goes astray. And then it goes back to Beethoven, and here it comes again.
Starting to get it. It is that characteristic progression that's the key
yes.
to it.
The tune also appears here.
So I get no kick from champagne.
That's it.
Okay.
I get a kick out of you.
I get a kick out of you is the name of the song.
The first line is, I get a kick out of champagne. Well, Alan Fletcher, well done. You got the composer, not just the composer, but the very piece and the very movement that Bruce was quoting instantly, and found your way to that Cole Porter tune as well. I get a kick out of you.
Well, shucks.
Shucks. Right.
Composer and, in your spare time, president and CEO of the Aspen Music Festival and School, Alan Fletcher. Alan, what's your public radio station?
KJANX.
KAJX in Aspen, Colorado. The voice of music in Aspen. Alan Fletcher, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
It was fun. Thanks.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a children's song or a folk song or a familiar melody from pop music or even from the world of classical music. He takes that tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And a very special caller joining us this week, Alan Fletcher, since 2006, has been the president and CEO of the Aspen Music Festival and School. And he's joining us on the line from his office in Aspen. Alan, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to have you here. Now, you and Bruce were actually students at the Juilliard School in New York.
We were, and we've agreed not to say how many years ago that was.
And Alan, people may know you as the head of the Aspen Festival, but that's what you do, but what you are is a composer.
Well, I love the way you put that. I couldn't have said that better.
Now, running a music festival, especially a huge one like the Aspen Festival, takes so much time and energy. How do you have time left over to compose?
Well, I've always said to my students, you make your own time for composition. No one gives it to you.
Well, thanks for taking some time away from composing to play the piano puzzler this week. Now, I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve either, so if you happen to get stuck, I don't know, I can try to help, but...
Okay, so I have a lifeline, and what else do I have?
Exactly, that's about it. That's about all the help you have is me, for whatever that's worth. So let's just launch into it and see how this goes. Alan Fletcher, here's your piano puzzler.
Thank you.
I have to say, I almost started laughing in the middle of this one. Twice I almost had to stop.
I knew I was going to be humiliated, and it's going to be just as bad as I thought. I certainly get Beethoven Pathétique.
Right. Well, that's so humiliating. That you can...
So you're naming not only the composer, but even the piece that Bruce was quoting from, the Pathétique Sonata by Beethoven.
Well, there's a very characteristic progression lurking in there, and I just am not going to put my finger on what the source is.
Well, I think you probably know the tune, but maybe I'll play right where the tune comes in again.
Okay.
And see what happens. At that point, the tune has been stated.
I think I have a glimmer of a tune, and I don't think I've ever mentioned this on Performance Today before, but I'm a big fan of Frank Sinatra.
Is that right, Fred?
And if I'm not mistaken, this is a tune that he sang.
That is true. I would say, though, that it's a tune that a lot of people sang. The first bar is by Beethoven, and then it suddenly goes astray. And then it bows good back to Beethoven. And here it comes again.
I'm starting to get it. It is that characteristic progression that's the key to it.
The tune also appears here.
No kick from champagne.
That's it.
Okay.
I get a kick out of you.
I get a kick out of you is the name of the song.
The first line is, I get a kick out of champagne. Well, Alan Fletcher, well done. You got the composer, not just the composer, but the very piece and the very movement that Bruce was quoting instantly, and found your way to that Cole Porter tune as well, I get a kick out of you.
Well, shucks.
Shucks. Right.
Composer and, in your spare time, president and CEO of the Aspen Music Festival and School, Alan Fletcher. Alan, what's your public radio station?
KJX.
KAJX in Aspen, Colorado. The voice of music in Aspen. Alan Fletcher, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
That was fun. Thanks.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.